بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء أعرابي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and at the beginning from the ayats of the Quran, we read the importance, the necessity, the virtues, benefits of zikr. And then in the hadith, various forms of zikr and their great benefits. This narration is from Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the paternal uncle, the mamu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the first person who started fighting amongst the Arabs with bow and arrow. Before that, the way of fighting was not amongst the Arabs. And he's the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And that was also by the Mubarak du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ja Arabiyun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin, a person from the jungles, the villages far away from the cities. And these people were very, very straight in their nature. They did not know anything about politics or about covering up their speech, etc. They spoke in a very direct and clear way. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal and said, Allimni kalaman aquluhu. Teach me some wazifa, some zikr that which I can make all the time. From here also we learn that how a murid asks his sheikh for some zikr. This was present in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the zikr. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say that there is nobody worthy of worship, that there is no power, no deity besides Allah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He is one and only and he has no partner whatsoever. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. As far as greatness is concerned, there is nobody more greater than Allah Ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi kathira. And praises in great, great abundance for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one worthy of praise. Wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. And all praise is due to Allah, who is the Lord, the nourisher, the sustainer, the creator of the entire, all the universe. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَزِيزِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. And there is no turning away from sin but by the protection of Allah, and there is no power to do good but by the help of Allah, and Allah is the all-powerful and He is the most wise. So these are the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, being a simple villager, a person who is straightforward and clear of mind. He said, فَهَاُولَٰي لِرَبِّي فَمَا لِي. All this is for Allah, the praises, the honor, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. What is there for me? What is my share? I also want something. قال قل. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, Allahumma ghafir li warhamni wahdini warzuqni. O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, have mercy on me. O Allah, guide me. O Allah, give me rosy. So that is mine. So also we learn from here, when a person wants to ask Allah, first please Allah. Sing the praises of Allah, the honor, the greatness. Then make your dua and then see how readily your dua gets accepted. وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال, Hazrat ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صرف من صلاته استغفر ثلاثا. That when Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم finished from his namaz, he would make istighfar, he would ask forgiveness three times. And then he would read this dua, اللهم أنت السلام. O Allah, you are peace. Oh, you are an embodiment of peace. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ. And peace is only from you. From this we should learn also, and this dua should not be just the words, like an empty capsule, but we should understand the meaning and the implications. Then it is like an air capsule, either of 5 milligrams, 50 milligrams, 500 milligrams. How much we understand the meaning and we read it with the meaning, so much more powerful these zikrs will be. And that peace is only from you. And when we know that, we will connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. Because everyone wants peace in his life. Nobody wants his life to be a life of turmoil, a life of problems, ups and downs all the time. He would like a smooth sailing life. And that is only from Allah, and that is when we connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. Tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. Blessed are you, O Allah, who is jalal and who is ikram as well. Jalal, all the great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, so to say, the strong heart qualities, and ikram, the soft, kind and mild qualities of Allah. Everything is with Allah Ta'ala. Where it is necessary to be hard and strong, then a person who is hard and strong in that place, that is a good person. Where you have to be hard and strong and you are weak, somebody is interfering with your wife and you are weak at that time, that is not a good person. At that time you must be hard and strong. And where you have to be soft and kind, there if you are hard and you are hard-hearted, that is wrong. There you must be soft and kind. So Allah has got all His qualities, and wherever, however, what quality is needed, Allah Ta'ala expresses that quality of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has got all these qualities. Qila lil Awza'i. So this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read after namaz. Imam Awza'i rahmatullah alayhi was a very, very great imam. He says, وَهُوَ أَحْدُ الرُّوَاتِ الْحَدِيثِ كَيْفَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make istighfar after namaz 3 times. So how, what did he make this istighfar? قَالَ يَقُولْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. He should say the words أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. So that is sunnat also after namaz, to say 3 times أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, and then to read this dua, اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ السَّلَامُ. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا فرغ من الصلاة وسلم قال. Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'aba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say when he finished from his namaz, and he used to make salam. And also we learned that all these duas that we read after namaz, etc., are all exact sunnat, and they are narrated by great narrators like Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And this, which is the practice of the ummah throughout the world, this is all from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his namaz, he used to say, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity, no power besides Allah. Wahdahu la sharika la. He is one and he has no partner. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. All sovereignty only belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and all praises also only belong to Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has got power and qudrat over each and everything. Also we learn from this by reading these words, that tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, is made so manifest by a person who follows the sunnah. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت. Oh Allah, there is nobody who can block that which you give. This is also a qida, and a person who should read this with this conviction. What you giving, oh Allah, and what you want to give, nobody can block it. No government can block it. No power can block it, what Allah wants to give. ولا معطي لما منعت. And nobody can give anything which you have blocked and which you have stopped. If Allah is not going to give it to you, the whole world together can try and give it to you, they will not be able to give it. Allah alone is the doer of everything. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ مِنْكَ الْجَدْ. And nobody making an effort can benefit in any way from you, no matter what effort they make. It is only what you give. It isn't from our side, it is really a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And our efforts are also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. This also is narrated by Bukhari and by Muslim Sharif. So these duas we should try and read them as often as possible, and after namazes we should try and learn these duas and read them. In that we will be following the sunnah, we will be expressing our tawheed of Allah, we will be begging of Allah in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.